Here is your Saturday KLEM News. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office is seeking the public's assistance for a hit-and-run accident that happened Thursday at around 11:46 p.m. in Hall. A BMW 325i was parked and unattended on Birch Street when another vehicle struck the driver's side car, leaving the scene without reporting the accident. The BMW had sustained approximately $900 in damages. Anyone with information about the accident is asked to contact the Sioux County Sheriff's Office. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can use the Text-A-Tip program. The city of Lamar's has been busy with the construction and extension of its recreational trail running parallel to Key Avenue, beginning at the AgriVision John Deere dealership located west of Lamar's and heading south past the Wells Enterprises corporate offices to County Road C-38, passing by the Sedonia Hills housing development. Contractors have been pouring the concrete for the extension of that trail during this week. City Administrator Jason Vissera reminds people that the extension of the recreational trail falls inside the city limits and is not considered as part of the proposed Plywood Recreational Trail. Vissera says that the extension adds another half mile to the already 11-plus miles of the existing Lamar's Recreational Trail. Vissera says that the Recreational Trail extension should be available for use in a matter of a couple of weeks. City officials have announced the dates for the fall cleanup, which are scheduled to begin next Saturday, September 7th, and continue through Friday, September 13th. City Administrator Jason Vissera says that this year the cleanup week is a bit different.
Years past, that week always combined a Saturday that the landfill was open, so it usually ran from Monday through Saturday, and that usually correlated also with garbage week. So what is different with this one is this will start, September 7th is on a Saturday. So it's going to start on a Saturday and then run Monday through Friday. And that Monday through Friday this time correlates with recycling week, because the comment we had from the landfill was there's times during that week that it just gets so dang busy out there with the garbage trucks coming in, plus the residents coming out. It became a little taxing, so hopefully doing it during a recycle week makes it a little bit easier for them out there.
Vissera says that the landfill has added fees for the disposal of old television sets and computer monitors, as well as with white goods or appliances.
There's always been a $10 called a demanufacturing charge on white goods, so appliances. But TVs, computers, and monitors were never part of that. Those are always free to drop off. But what's new started July 1st, I believe, at the landfill was those TVs, computers, and monitors now have that same $10 charge to them. So just so people are aware of that, if they have, you know, a couple TVs they want to take out, they're going to be charged for those at that time.
Vissera reminds residents that the city cleanup program is for Lamar's residents only and is not extended to businesses or industries. Residents are responsible for taking their disposable items to the Plymouth County landfill. Trade tariffs, low commodity prices, pending trade agreements, non-meat substitutes, and waivers against ethanol production are all topics of concern for today's America's farmers. The Plymouth County Farm Bureau organization is aware of these issues, and most likely these and other issues may be discussed on Tuesday evening as the farm organization holds its annual meeting at the Century Hall at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds. Mark Ballner is the regional manager for the Plymouth County Farm Bureau. He says that this year the farm group has a special speaker scheduled to address the members.
We're delighted to have Mike Nagg, the Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Iowa, has accepted our invitation to come and speak at the annual meeting this year, and he will be starting right at 7 o'clock because he has another commitment that day. But we're excited to have the Secretary of Agriculture come up to the heart of agriculture country here in Northwest Iowa and speak to the Farm Bureau.
Bonner says that the Farm Bureau is beginning its grassroots survey with members to inquire what issues are on their minds and should be pursued by the Iowa and American Farm Bureau Federation organizations.
We are right at the very beginning of the time of the year when we're asking our members, what are the important issues that are important to you that we need to be working on for Farm Bureau? We call it issue surfacing. So from now until about the middle of December, we have the opportunity for members to tell us what are the policy issues that we should be working on. Last year, we had almost 500 different issues popped up on our site, and we consolidate those and come up with about a dozen to work on during the year and ask our membership about later on.
The Farm Bureau official says that the membership will discuss issues that go beyond the borders of Plymouth County, and those issues may also extend beyond agriculture.
Right, we do state and national issues. We do things that affect rural Iowa. We do not get into the social issues that are out there. But, you know, if it involves people in this, their quality of life, things that happen that make life better in this area, something that affects farming, anything that affects farming like daycare, fire departments, rural roads, all those things, We have opinions on those different things and how to improve them and make them better for the people here in Iowa.
Honor says that the county annual meeting is being held in a timely manner.
The following day, Joe Rada, who's the voting delegate from Plymouth County, will be going with me to Des Moines to debate the issues that were brought up this last year and come up with our policy. So we have our summer policy conference on the 4th and 5th, so we'll be This will be very timely for us to be down in Des Moines and talking about these issues.
The Plymouth County Farm Bureau meeting will start with featured exhibits at 5:30 p.m. with the meal to begin at 6:30.
And we'll start with the meal maybe a little before 6:30. And they're going to be an exhibit out there from Titan and John Deere with some equipment you can take a look at while you're waiting. And we'll get that meal served very quickly. We have four lines. We'll get you right through. And our board will be serving those meals to you. So we're excited to have you come out there and just celebrate. It's 101st year, but we are excited that it's the end of another year, but it's also the beginning of another year as far as working on things.
The annual meeting is open to all members of the Plymouth County Farm Bureau.